Do you know who was named the best putting mat in 2022 by My Golf Spy? It was the mats from Birdie Ball. It'll help you sink more putts and make more birdies with a Birdie Ball putting green, all in the comfort of your own home. Check out Birdie Ball online at birdieball.com. Birdie Ball is here to make golf more fun and accessible. Find out more at birdieball.com.
Welcome to Grilling at the Green After Hours, the conversation that took place after the show ended.
Hi, everybody. It's JT, and this is a special version of Grilling at the Green. Grilling at the Green is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef you can be proud to serve your family and friends. That's Painted Hills Natural Beef.
Welcome back to Grilling at the Green. This is the after hours part of the show. This is what Sarah has been dreading because Lisa told her, I'm sure. She spoiled it. No, she didn't.
She hasn't told me.
No, okay. All right. This is the fun part. You ready?
Okay.
Okay. If you could play a round of golf with one of your golfing heroes, not somebody you currently play with on tour, but with one of your golfing heroes, who would it be?
Oh my gosh. Golfing hero. I mean, I'd be crazy not to say Tiger Woods. I don't know if I'd call him a hero of mine, but
he's Tiger.
Yeah, he's Tiger. But from like an Australian standpoint, I think Adam Scott is just the coolest, and I'm a huge fan. He's maybe more of a bit of a hero to me. Okay, let's go Adam and then Tiger.
Okay, if you were thinking in the music business a long time ago, I would say that Adam Scott was kind of like Dean Martin, Mr. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
And Tiger was like Frank Sinatra, the chairman of the board, you know, that type of thing. So that's what I would think. Okay, so if Sarah Kemp was declared the supreme ruler of golf for one day, just one day, what would you as supreme ruler of golf decree?
Oh my gosh. Like a rule change?
Yeah, whatever you want. You're the supreme boss.
Oh.
Whatever you say has to happen.
So do I have like unlimited money?
You're the supreme ruler. You got whatever you want.
Oh gosh, it'd be cool to the LPGA to get the same coverage as the PGA Tour would be awesome. And same purses, that'd be great.
There you go. Okay, see? And that's easy if you're the supreme ruler. If we put Sarah's skills to music, what would the music be?
I have no musical skill, but
well, you like to listen.
I like jazz music. My mom played jazz music a lot when I was a kid. So I feel like, a nice glass of wine and some jazz music is a cool night.
And a ribeye. Don't forget the ribeye.
Yeah.
If you could dine with a historical figure other than me, who would it be and what would be on the menu?
Oh, my gosh. I wish I'd prepared for these. I need to think about them.
You can't prepare for these because I change them up all the time. So,
historical figure. I'm going to say it and then I'll think about somebody else later. And, I should have been that. Oh, my gosh. Historical figure. I don't know. Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
She'd be pretty cool to but she's got some good secrets that I could get out of her. We'd probably have a ribeye and some wine.
That's very good. What is the worst tournament that you ever played in? And it can be for any reason, weather, delays, caddies didn't show up, whatever reason, but what was the worst? And you don't even have to name them. You can just say, I played in a tournament in Nova Scotia and it was like this.
I played the British Open at Turnberry. I can't remember the year. I want to say maybe 6 or 7 years ago. And it was, I've never not wanted to finish playing golf. It doesn't matter how bad I've ever played. I've never wanted to not finish. And it was kind of blowing sideways with rain at about 40 kilometers an hour. And it was just, I wasn't enjoying it. I wanted to walk off. I was like 7 over after nine, and I even hinted to my caddy, like, can I just fake an injury and like just let's walk
Yeah.
in. And the only reason we didn't do it was because the 10th hole was like at the other end of the golf course. So I'm glad I didn't do it because that's a terrible attitude. But I was just absolutely miserable. It was the worst weather I have ever played in. I mean, apparently it was very close to being called off several times, but it was super hot. I should have been enjoying the British Open, but my attitude was pretty bad, but the weather was pretty bad.
You could always tell them that you had a bad experience with haggis or something, you know. Yeah, because that's always a bad experience as far as I'm concerned.
I'll
But
use that one next time.
yeah, please save that and don't tell them where you got it though. What do you guys do when there's a lengthy weather delay? And do you all go back in, you know, like you were saying at Turnberry, there should have been one, but do you go back into the clubhouse or if they're, you know, do you hang out with the other girls? I mean, what do you guys do?
Yep, it's literally just head back into the clubhouse, eat, drink tea, coffee. Some girls play cards, some girls listen to music on their phones. Just hanging out, trying to kill time. Yeah, get some physio, but yeah, just basically hanging around the clubhouse waiting for the next update.
Okay. Without naming names, who's the big what? How should I phrase this? Who's the biggest pain in the butt on the tour without naming names, but tell us why they're the biggest pain? I don't want to get you in trouble.
Gosh. Yeah, I can think of somebody. And they are the biggest pain in. Did you say, am I allowed to say us? I
Yeah,
said,
sure.
because they're just mean. They're just mean to people. Like they're just mean to their caddy. I don't know. If you have a bad day, you can't just be mean to your caddy. You've got to own it. So yeah, there's a couple of players, unfortunately, that are just meanies. And yeah, I can hear them right now yelling at their caddy for something that they did wrong. So yeah, those players.
Next time that happens, you go up and tell them Jeff told them to be nice.
I know. Well, yeah, be nice.
Yeah, be nice. Be nice. Do you have a favorite golf course?
Yes, it's Cypress Point in California.
Okay, very good. Very good. What's the biggest mistake you ever made in the tournament? It doesn't have to be like, you know, you sculled one and it went 50 yards over to the green. But, you know, it showed up at the wrong tee box or put your shoes on backwards, something, you know.
Yes, we're actually Q school for the LPGA. I didn't make it through the first there was like two stages. At the first stage I missed my tee I almost missed my tee time. I got to the tee box with about 10 seconds to go,
Ooh.
and yeah, it was like I think it was a 2 shot penalty. But yeah, it was the 10th tee was not that close, and I should have planned for traveling to the 10th tee, and didn't, and almost missed the whole thing. But yeah, ended up getting a 2 shot penalty.
Ooh, that's not good. Okay, Sarah, you've got about a minute left according to my clock here. Give the world advice from Sarah Kemp.
Oh
What
gosh.
advice would you give the whole world?
Be nice. Yeah, but yeah, be there just seems as though there's just some hate out there. I don't know. Like I it's fine to have, obviously not agreeing with somebody, but you don't have to be mean and hateful about it. You
Yeah.
can disagree with them in a nice, kind way. So it'd be nice that see some more kindness out there, that's for sure.
I would like it if we pretended we were still civilized. So that would be a nice thing. Anyway, Sarah Kemp, I know you've got to go. You've got an appointment you've got to get to, but thank you again for sticking around for after hours. And
Thanks.
perhaps I'll see you in Portland this year. And if Lisa doesn't come, maybe you and I'll go get that steak. Okay.
Do it.
All right. We'll be back. We want to thank Sarah for being on the show today. And we'll be back next week with another edition of After Hours here on Grilling at the Green. Go out, fun, play golf, and be kind, like we always say. Take care, everybody.